Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause, your daily dose of real talk about self-love and getting back to your authentic awesome selves. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to dish out some wisdom, sprinkle in a whole lot of humor, and help you navigate the messy, beautiful journey of healing. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: self-care for mental health recovery. You know that feeling when life hits you like a ton of bricks? When your mind feels like a tangled mess and everything just seems overwhelming? Yet, we've all been there. But here's the thing: taking care of your mental well-being isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about recognizing that your mental health is as vital as your physical health and treating it with the same level of love and attention. Now, self-care can feel like this big, daunting task, right? Like you need to overhaul your entire life and become some Pinterest perfect guru overnight. But trust me, it's not about drastic changes or expensive retreats, though those can be amazing. It's about incorporating small, intentional acts into your daily routine that nourish your soul and help you recharge. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-care journey. 1. Listen to your body. This might seem obvious, but how often do we actually tune in? Think about it: when you're feeling stress, do you grab that extra cup of coffee or scroll endlessly through social media? These can be temporary band-aids, but they don't address the root cause. Instead, pay attention to your body's signals. If you're exhausted, take a nap. If you're craving connection, call a friend. Your body is whispering wisdom. Learn to hear it. 2. Embrace mindful moments. Ever felt like time is slipping through your fingers? We're constantly bombarded with distractions, notifications, emails, deadlines. But true peace comes from finding moments of stillness. Try incorporating simple mindfulness practices into your day. Take a few deep breaths before starting your workday, savor each bite of your meal, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, though that can be a bonus. Physical activity is a powerful stress reliever and mood booster. Find something you genuinely enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, yoga. It doesn't have to be intense. Even a simple walk in nature can do wonders for your mental well-being. 4. Fuel your body right. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in a high-performance car, right? Treat your body with the same respect. Nourish yourself with whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, healthy fats. Avoid processed foods and sugary drinks that can leave you feeling sluggish and drained. Remember, what you eat directly impacts how you feel, both physically and mentally. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Connecting with others is crucial for mental well-being. Talk to a trusted friend or family member about how you're feeling, join a support group, or consider seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. Sharing your burdens and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's been juggling work deadlines, family obligations, and a never-ending to-do list. She feels constantly overwhelmed, anxious, and just plain drained. But then, she decides to prioritize self-care. She starts taking short walks in the park during her lunch break, practicing deep breathing exercises before bed, and making time for a weekly yoga class. Slowly but surely, she starts feeling more grounded, more present, and less stressed. See? Self-care isn't about being selfish, it's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember those 5 key takeaways: listen to your body, embrace mindfulness, move your body, fuel it right, and seek support. Let me leave you with this. Your mental health is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the most important thing is to keep moving forward, one small step at a time. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to prioritize self-care. And if you find yourself resonating with today's message, leave a review and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Until next time, keep healing, keep growing, and keep shining your light.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.